Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Today, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch will honor officers who responded to that deadly mass shooting at the Blackstone Building on 345 Park Avenue. Four people were killed in that attack back in July, including Detective Abdul Islam, remembered as a dedicated officer and a big brother figure to many. Investigators say the gunman, Shane Tamura, targeted the headquarters of the NFL, which is located in that building, when he opened fire with an assault rifle before turning the gun on himself. The building has since reopened, but the city is still remembering those lost and the officers who rushed in that day. Well, we're in week four of the government shutdown, and Governor Hochul is making sure impacted New Yorkers don't miss a meal. She held a rally this morning.
Today, I'm announcing I'm fast-tracking $30 million in emergency food assistance funds. That'll support 16 million meals, 16 million.
The announcement comes after the Trump administration warns that no federal food aid, commonly referred to as SNAP, will go out on November 1st. The rally, held with families affected by those possible SNAP benefit disruptions, and warns that nearly 3 million New Yorkers could see food aid lapse if Washington doesn't act. The shutdown now stretching into its 27th day. It's the second longest in U.S. history. President Trump continues to blame Democrats for the stalemate, and the Senate is finally set to reconvene later this afternoon. A slasher in Brooklyn is still on the loose. The NYPD says the same man was behind three slashing attacks in a 24-hour period over the weekend. The first was in Flatbush Saturday morning right around 6:30 on a Manhattan-bound Q train at Church Avenue, where a 37-year-old man was slashed in the face. Later that night, a 53-year-old man also slashed in the face at Foster and New York Avenues. Then just before 7 p.m. on Sunday, cops say the same man went after a 56-year-old on Newkirk and New York Avenue. All three are expected to recover. A photo of the suspect is now on the Crime Stoppers X page. On Long Island, the search is on for a beloved missing owl. Our Sophia Hall with the story.
A lot of sad faces here at Sweetbriar Nature Center as volunteers, including Veronica Sayers, continue to comb the property looking for their missing barn owl named Nebula.
Everybody's upset. Everybody's losing sleep.
Anyone who sees the white, tan, and gray owl should contact the center. But please note, the owl does not make a hooting sound.
If you hear a screaming kind of call, it's a barn owl.
This is the sound she makes. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Smithtown, Long Island.
New York is counting down to America's 250th birthday. More than 50 tall ships from 30 countries will sail into New York Harbor next July, joined by U.S. Navy and Coast Guard vessels. the Queen Mary II, and thousands of spectator boats. The parade of sail will run from the Verrazano to the George Washington Bridge, with millions expected to watch from both sides of the Hudson. The New York City Economic Development Corp projects a $2.8 billion windfall for the city, both from direct and indirect impacts from the event and visitor spending. Once the ships arrive, they'll be open for public visits through July 8th. The NYPD now looking for four people wanted in a violent mugging in Borough Park. Police say a 17-year-old boy was attacked late Sunday night inside 3720 14th Avenue, punched and kicked before the suspect stole his phone and then ran off. The teen was treated at Maimonides Hospital for minor injuries. He's expected to be okay. Police have released surveillance videos of this, or rather photos of the suspects. They're all described as male, and they're asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. An elderly woman is now dead after a house fire in Queens early this morning. It was just after 5 a.m. when firefighters found the 85-year-old unconscious and unresponsive on the first floor of a townhome on 26th Avenue in College Point. She was rushed to New York Presbyterian Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. Two firefighters were also injured. They were treated for minor injuries and are expected to be okay. About 70 firefighters responded. The blaze was under control within the hour. The cause of the fire still under investigation. City officials are warning drivers to slow down as daylight saving time comes to an end. The NYPD and DOT today kicked off their annual Dusk and Darkness safety campaigns. Here's Lola Obey, the NYPD Chief of Transportation.
To every driver, we say this: slow down. Pay attention. Remember that visibility changes quickly this time of year, and every safe choice you make helps protect your neighbors, your family, and yourself.
Police say they'll be stepping up enforcement during fall evenings and overnight hours. Amid the government shutdown, a community food bank in New Jersey is stepping up to help federal workers.
There are 23,000 civilian government employees from Jersey who are missing their first paycheck this Wednesday. So here to help at Newark Liberty for some of those employees, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, is there Elizabeth McCarthy, the president.
The bigger strain we think will start next week if SNAP benefits don't get turned on, which is a real threat with this shutdown. They're saying that as of November 1st, the 850,000 people in New Jersey who get SNAP benefits are not going to get them. So yeah, more than ever, we need our supporters. Donating, volunteering, there's tons of places on our website, cfbnj.org, where people can figure out how to get involved.
They expect to hand out at least 1,000 of these 10-pound produce boxes to help those who are stretching their budgets very thin right now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Newark Liberty.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.